Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So we knew this would start. We knew we were going to kind of come to this where if a store is able to figure out how to do something without people in light of wages going up and the need for health insurance and workers' comp and all that, they're going to try and do it. So Amazon owns Whole Foods, and they are going to bring its cashier-less technology to two Whole Foods stores for the first time, allowing shoppers to grab what they need and leave without having even to go into their wallets. Cameras and sensors track what's taken off the shelves. Items are charged to an Amazon account after customers leave the store with them. Have you guys ever been in a hotel where there's a mini bar and they say, if at all you remove something, you get charged? And I have two boys. So the mini bar is this like little refrigerator with a glass window so you see all the goodies. And the boys run in and they think it's for them and they start to open up and start grabbing things. And I'm like, no. Luckily nowadays they don't do that because they know I don't want to spend $8 for a Hershey's bar. But, the technology has been there where if something gets removed, you pay for it. And by the way, with COVID, you know how you go to a store and you go fruit shopping and you touch things and then you put it back? Now if you grab it, you pay for it. I still do that. I hate to say that. So I'll go up to the fruits and I'll buy some plums or nectarines, and I want to see if they're bruised. So I lift them up to look at them because I don't want to buy a bruised fruit. If it's bruised, I place it back. I go grab another one. Now with COVID, I start to think, well, they have to have another place where any touched fruit goes to another area, like a bowl or something that you could put it into so they could wash it off and then I guess put it back out there. But how many times have you bought fruit that somebody else touched? Well, somebody had to pick the fruit, somebody had to box the fruit, somebody had to display the fruit. So obviously a bunch of people have touched it. This is why we wash off the fruit. But this will be interesting. So there is going to be an option for those who want to shop the old-fashioned way. There will be self-checkout lanes that are available to take cash, gift cards, or other types of payment. Now, Amazon first unveiled this cashierless technology back in 2018 at an Amazon Go convenience store and has expanded it to larger Amazon supermarkets. But it'll be the first time it has appeared at Whole Foods, which is a chain of more than 500 grocery stores Amazon bought a few years ago. So one of the new stores is going to be in Washington, D.C. The other is going to be in Sherman Oaks, California. I lived in Sherman Oaks when I went to UCLA. They said they will be stocked with typical Whole Foods stuff like seafood, fresh squeezed orange juice, organic vegetables. Now, Amazon has promised that it will still hire about the same number of workers for the stores that it normally would, but they'll have different roles. They'll help shoppers in the aisles, at the counters, instead of standing behind the register. The company declined to say how many people it will hire. The company also declined to say if it plans to bring the technology to more Whole Foods locations. This is according to KTLA5. So, everybody's kind of on edge, getting their panties up in a bunch, that Amazon, one of the biggest giants in the world now when it comes to retail, is going to figure out a way and set the stage for there to be no people working. and them to be able to do this and save bucks and on payroll. And payroll is our biggest overhead item. And Amazon sees the writing on the wall. If minimum wage was supposed to be up at $26 by now, as some reports have found, but it never increased due to, you know, with inflation and all that, and there's going to be some big, big moves to get people up to $15 an hour and then beyond, Amazon is, which, and from what I understand, they are already paying people higher wages, they're going to really lose a lot of their bottom line. And on top of that, employees bring workers' comp claims. They bring lawsuits. They bring bad press, bad publicity. Look at the bad press and bad publicity Amazon got throughout the pandemic. So some of us were really, really grateful that Amazon existed because while stores were closed, at least we got to shop. Others were upset because somebody had to work during the pandemic and they were overworked. So Amazon could essentially decrease a lot of the hassle they have when it comes to finances, when it comes to lawsuits, when it comes to accusations, you know, when it comes to stress. You know how they've had to have little stress cubbies where people could go and listen to music and de-stress working at Amazon? I mean, these are things that are challenging for employers. But where employers are now going to be able to take advantage is COVID has brought to light the concept of not being around other people and not touching what other people touch and being more people-less. So under that excuse, these employers now could take advantage. And they could say, look, this is demand. A demand is for there to be less people. So we have to make this self-serve or, you know, et cetera. Self-serve is kind of changing. A lot of fast food places might not have indoor dining anymore. I know a lot of fast food places, here we are 20 months later, no indoor dining. Now, is it because they don't need to, because they're making enough money in drive-thru, or is it because they don't have enough staff? By the way, here we are, said and done, with the additional unemployment benefits. How's the labor shortage going? Looks like we still have a labor shortage. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys! Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network that make the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So marijuana is legal in multiple states, whether it's recreational or for medicinal purposes. And so the truth of the matter is we have a lot of younger adults using it. And we have spoken about marijuana and cannabis use and heart attack risk, and it wasn't a real big headline over the last 16 months because COVID took over. Well, a recent study in the Canadian Medical Journal Association, or the Canadian Medical Association Journal, is highlighting that young adults faced a 1.3% risk of heart attack history compared to 0.8% of non-users, meaning young adults might be starting to have more risks of heart attack as it relates to their higher cannabis use. Now, I know people say, Dahlia, young people used marijuana this whole time. the legalization didn't change it. I do believe that more younger individuals have tried it than never would have. I had access to marijuana, but I never did in school. Never. I didn't want to get in trouble. There was drug testing. I guess, want it to make me sleepy. I didn't want it to affect my grades. And then finally, after I was done with school, when I did try it once, it did nothing. I didn't feel a thing. And I didn't understand that. I'm like, everybody else is getting high, and they feel good, and I just didn't have, so for me, it was just a no-brainer. But you have other individuals who are like, you know what? It's legal. So if it's legal, just like a beer, I'll try it. Well, it's not technically legal if you're under 18 in most states, even possibly 21 in others, but it's technically legal. So I do believe more people have tried it. So what have the results been? So in this one study, they looked at 33,173 adults aged 18 to 44. 4,600 of them reported recent cannabis use. And study authors found that recent cannabis users were more likely to have a history of MI, or myocardial infarction, heart attack, at 1.3% higher risk than those who didn't use cannabis at 0.8%. So 61 of those 4,600 cannabis users had a heart attack, as opposed to 240. Now, wait a second. Something's not right there. Oh, of the 28,000 non-users. So, because there was 33,000 total. So, participants who reported using cannabis over four times a month and smoked it, you know, as opposed to edibles, were more likely to have a history of heart attack. Now, remember, we're talking about 18 to 44-year-olds, and I'm publishing a small article on this that'll link the study. And I guess the survey participants were asked how many days they consumed the cannabis in the prior month, whether a doctor or nurse ever informed them of a heart attack. And the study indicated that males, unmarried respondents, cigarette and e-cig users, and heavy drinkers were more likely to report recent cannabis use. Now remember, more likely to report it. That doesn't necessarily mean women and married couples weren't reporting it, you know, but researchers also suggest that the results may be more generalizable to a broader population of young adults owing to complex sampling design, weighting methodology, external validation. But people have always asked why the link? So I talked about this about a year ago when the American Heart Association released a statement on cannabis, and they said that cannabis may have therapeutic benefits, but few are cardiovascular in nature. The American Heart Association said, conversely, many of the concerning health implications of cannabis include cardiovascular diseases, but they may be mediated by mechanisms of delivery. Hence, the smoke might be a more dangerous form than the edibles. So, why? What's the pathogenesis? What's going on here? So, they believe that when you smoke, you get inflammation to the blood vessels. There's toxins within the smoke. That could affect your blood pressure. It could also affect your heart muscle contractility. It could also affect the inflammation. As we know, heart attacks a lot of times are inflammatory induced. Now, this isn't the first time anybody has linked marijuana to heart attacks, heart failure, stroke. Back in 2017, Dr. Aditi Kala and colleagues from Einstein Medical Center in Philly analyzed 20 million health records of patients who were hospitalized between 2009 and 2010 and found that those who used marijuana, 1.5%, were at higher risk coronary artery disease, sudden cardiac death, heart failure, stroke. But they said the patients were younger, age 18 to 55. So risk factors, obesity, high blood pressure, alcohol use, smoking, already taken into account. So it was interesting how some of these people were younger. So one theory is that cannabis will affect the cardiac muscle cells' ability to contract, affecting the pumping mechanism of the heart, thereby leading to heart failure. If your heart can't pump right, you go into heart failure. Another theory is marijuana, like cigarette smoking, might be increasing risk of blood clots. There was one report that linked marijuana to transient ventricular regional ballooning that could also lead to heart failure. Another theory suggests cannabis could cause a release of stress hormones like cortisol, and cortisol has been linked to heart attacks. So a 2016 study out of St. Luke's University Hospital found marijuana to cause stress cardiomyopathy. Now, do you remember we talked about broken heart syndrome? Where when you have stress, your heart might enlarge? This idea of a broken heart? It's a temporary condition that causes ballooning of a region of the ventricle known as a transient, meaning not permanent, transient ventricular regional ballooning, a region of the ventricle. Now, many drugs can cause cardiomyopathy. We've seen this with meth, cocaine, things like that. But this is interesting in that marijuana is not meth or cocaine. It's not stimulatory. Maybe for some, you got the sativa and the indica, but it's a lot more sedating than, it's a lot more chill than cocaine or meth. They say the condition of TVRB, the transient ventricular regional ballooning, could mimic many different heart conditions because it presents with chest pain, shortness of breath, and dizziness. So many individuals admitted for these symptoms are evaluated for heart attack, angina, pneumonia, variety of other diagnoses. So one study looked at 33,000 hospital admissions of those that had this TVRB, and they saw a link between 210 of these admissions of marijuana use. So, again, we don't know 100%. What's going on? But the fact that the American Heart Association last year had to pipe in, saying we need more research and warnings, you know, provided to the public because recreational use is on the rise, I agree. And I just am kind of blown away at how quickly kids jumped onto the marijuana bandwagon. You know, marijuana used to be used by the popular kids. Or the stoners. Now it's almost ubiquitous. Everybody uses them. I'm hearing that throughout Greek, you know, all the, you know, the parties, the you know, groups. It's a go-to. People use it to chill. Now, I know alcohol has been big. I know drugs have been big. But when I see students drop out of school, you start to wonder if, you know, we might need to kind of rethink, you know, what our education should be about it. You know, I get the concept of having a bad day at work, having a rough day at school, and rather than being depressed, rather than needing to go to the pharmaceuticals, rather than getting drunk, like we used to, I need a drink. Oh, let's go get wasted. All right? To have a joint. I get how many people are like, look, I'd rather my kid do that, sit home on the couch, than be out there drunk driving. But if cannabis does start to affect their heart, if it can cause regional cardiomyopathy, if it can cause blood clots, stress hormones, inflammation of the lungs, lung disease, lack of motivation, inability to keep a job, stay in school, this isn't a benign drug. It never was. Now, do we have a lot of people kill themselves on it? No. I think there's hardly any cases in the literature of somebody actually dying from a marijuana overdose. But is it a gateway to other drugs? Absolutely. Do I think at some point the marijuana stops working for people, so they need a go-to, so they go to stronger stuff? Yeah. So, I agree. We probably need to, you know, warn kids better. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is paying tribute to organized labor. During an event at the White House, Biden saying labor unions built the middle class. 2 days after Labor Day, Biden honored Richard Trumka, the longtime AFL-CIO chief who died last month. He added worker power is essential in rebuilding the economy after the worst of the pandemic. Virginia Democrat Governor Ralph Northam is speaking as a giant Robert E. Lee statue is removed from Richmond. The governor saying the removal was well overdue and proves Virginia is an inclusive state.
This was a long time coming, part of the healing process for Virginia to move forward, to embrace diversity, to be a welcoming state, to be inclusive, and to let people know that our lights are on and our doors are open.
This is USA Radio News. Folks in Mexico are recovering from an early morning earthquake.
The mayor of Acapulco, Mexico, Adela Roman, is reporting nervous breakdowns because so many aftershocks, natural gas leaks, and landslides. A 7.1 earthquake struck just outside Acapulco, Mexico, about 2 a.m. local time Wednesday morning. Electricity and telephone lines have gone out for nearly 1.6 million people in the area. Buildings were reported to have been shaking in Mexico City, 230 miles away from the quake's epicenter. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Americans are satisfied with how safe they feel while on the job. A new Gallup survey puts the number of workers who are completely satisfied at 72%. That number also applies when looking at how employees view their relationships with coworkers. The number sat just at 65% last year during the coronavirus pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I think it is so cool when a lab can grow a mini brain. Remember I told you researchers were trying to do this to look at some of the neurodegenerative diseases? So according to Fox News, researchers have grown miniature brains in laboratory dishes to mirror Parkinson's disease, to learn how it progresses, study new treatments at Duke NUS Medical School. As you know, Parkinson's disease is a neurodegenerative disorder without a cure. It gradually causes movement-related issues, tremor, rigidity. And sadly, it's one of the most progressive neurodegenerative disorders that we have in the United States, most common. So recreating models of Parkinson's disease in these animal models is kind of difficult. And according to Professor Eng-Huck Hu, says it's hard as these do not show the progressive and selective loss of neurons that produce the neurotransmitter dopamine. Losing dopamine is a feature of Parkinson's disease. So the senior author said another limitation is that experimental mouse models of Parkinson's disease do not develop characteristic clumps of proteins called the Lewy bodies. Now, the Lewy bodies are what we often see in the brain cells of people with Parkinson's. And it's a type of progressive dementia known as Lewy body dementia. Plus, many of the animal rights groups don't want researchers to use animal models. So these are human midbrain-like organoids, and they are described as three-dimensional multicellular in vitro tissue that's supposed to mimic the human midbrain. These little organoids are about the size of a pea, and they're grown from human stem cells into a bundle of neurons and other cells found in the brain. So an organoid is not a full-blown organ, but it is representative of an organ. It has cells within an organ, and if we're looking at something on the cellular level, do you really need a whole entire organ? I think for realistic and practicality purposes, it would help, but if you don't have that, this might be the next best thing. So according to Dr. Hyun-Soo Sean Lee, these experiments are the first to recreate the distinctive features of Parkinson's that we only see in human patients. They say we have created a new model of the pathology involved, which will allow us to track how the disease develops and how it might be slowed down or stopped. So, you know, Parkinson's is something that has definitely been in the news. Michael J. Fox, as you know, most notably Putin. It has been suggested that Putin might have Parkinson's. Janet Reno, Robin Williams, Muhammad Ali, Casey Kasem, Johnny Cash, Linda Ronstadt, Pope John Paul II might have had Parkinson's. Peanuts creator Charles Schulz, Reverend Jesse Jackson, Neil Diamond, Ozzy Osbourne. It's even been postulated that Adolf Hitler had Parkinson's. So as we discussed, Parkinson's is the second most common neurodegenerative disorder next to Alzheimer's, but it is the most common movement disorder. It affects about 1% of the world's population over 60. In the U.S., 60,000 new cases are diagnosed each year. It affects several areas of the brain, primarily the substantia nigra, altering balance and movement by affecting dopamine-producing cells. It was first described back in 1817 by James Parkinson. In fact, I met one of James Parkinson's great-grandkids, or far, maybe multiple great-grandkids. Nice guy, last name Parkinson. And it was first described by Parkinson as a shaking palsy. So what are the symptoms? Well, you get a stiffness and rigidity. You get this tremor at rest. Rather than trying to reach for something and get a tremor, the tremor will go away when you use your hand. But if you're just sitting there, it looks like you're playing with a pill. We call it a pill rolling tremor. You'll have poor balance, slow movement, inability to move, shuffling steps, difficulty with your gait. But eventually, many people with Parkinson's get depression, anxiety, memory loss, constipation, decreased ability to smell, difficulty swallowing, erectile dysfunction, pneumonia, fractures from falling, hallucinations, delusions, dementia. So who's at risk? Well, there are genes. We have identified some of those genes. Most people get it when they're over 60. There is early onset before the age of 50. If you get it before the age of 20, it's known as juvenile onset Parkinson's. Now, I know Michael J. Fox got it when he was younger. I don't know if he got it before age 20. I thought he got it a little bit after. Men appear to be more affected than women at twice the rate. If you have head trauma, it could put you at risk. Herbicides, pesticides have been linked. There was one study that looked at smoking minimized risk of Parkinson's, but we don't like to talk about it that much in medicine because we don't want people to start smoking. So the progression rates can last years to decades, but earlier onset may manifest obviously much quicker. So we have stage 1 to 5. Stage 1 is where the symptoms are really mild. You might just see it on one side of the body, a little bit of a tremor, a little bit of rigidity, a little clumsy leg. Maybe one side of the face may be affected, impacting the expression. But then level 2 is when you start to see it on both sides of the body. Loss of facial expression, decreased blinking, speech abnormalities, rigidities of the muscles in the trunk. Then stage three is where you start losing your balance. Your movement begins to slow. Balance is compromised, inability to make the rapid, automatic, and involuntary adjustments, plus all the other symptoms. And then by stage four, you're pretty severe. And it's pretty disabling. You can't walk, you can't stand without assistance. They're noticeably incapacitated. Can't really live independently. And then stage five is when you can't even get up. They can't stand. They do try, they fall. They may freeze, stumble when they walk. They may have hallucinations or delusions. So what do we do? How do we treat? Well, because the dopamine is at a dearth in those who have Parkinson's, we will use something like levodopa. It converts to dopamine in the brain, helping replace the deficient hormone. There's carbidopa, or cinnamon, that is given with levodopa to prevent the latter from being broken down before it reaches the brain. There's dopamine agonists that mimic dopamine. We might use some MAOB inhibitors to help block the enzyme MAOB, which breaks down the natural dopamine to keep whatever levels you have still in play. Other T inhibitors, amantadine, anticholinergics might be used. We might use anti-anxiety and anti-depression medication as well. There's deep brain stimulation, where a surgeon could implant electrodes into the brain, allowing stimulation of parts that help regulate movement. Stem cell therapy is being investigated. We'll always use physical and occupational therapy. But like I said, you know, a lot of famous people, sadly, have been diagnosed. Robin Williams. Robin Williams committed suicide. And, you know, we think it might have been related to the Parkinson's. Parkinson's does cause depression. So, interesting stuff that they can, you know, do studies like that. And so, you know, we'll see what happens. So, the COVID cases, we believe, might have gone up over Labor Day weekend from last year. So they say new COVID-19 cases have tripled over last year's Labor Day weekend. Now, if you remember, we didn't really have the Delta variant back then. We didn't have a huge wave back then. So when people say, well, gosh, you know, what did we do wrong this Labor Day? Was it the lack of masks? Was it the vaccines not working? No, it was a different year. I mean, it was a different pandemic. It was a Delta wave pandemic. So Labor Day weekend saw more than three times the number of new cases in 2020. And mind you, we just got out of Labor Day weekend. So if you were exposed over Labor Day weekend, let's say, we're not going to see that for a couple weeks because it can take a week or two to kind of manifest. But here we are, 18 months into the pandemic, although I think it might have started August of 2019 in China, and it was already here by November of 2019. They believe that we are probably at a new height in terms of COVID infections. I personally think the Delta wave is going to start going down soon, despite schools. We're going to see, but we're going to talk about this in a second. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I am going to be posting this. There's a link that allows you anywhere in the United States to see what the hospitals, how the hospitals are doing in your neck of the woods. And I was interviewed by local ABC News in my neck of the woods on hospitals and ICUs and rumors that they might have to ship people away if they get overrun. And when I looked up my neck of the woods, and I could look up yours if interested, easy to do. I saw that we had some hospitals at about 100% capacity. So let's take California, for instance. So I'm looking at California, and this is data from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and it's updated weekly. So, if you look at it from today or tomorrow, it might not be as. These are 7-day averages of bed occupancy. But in Amador County, they're at about 67.4% capacity, 35 of their 53 beds used. But they have 6 ICU beds, and it looks like 100%. All 6 ICU beds are being used. We don't have pediatric numbers, but it looks like adults seem to be using them. And then they show how many who's been admitted, and then the 7-day sum of emergency department visit. So I was born in L.A. So L.A. County, how's L.A. County doing? Well, L.A. County, they're at about close to 80% of their beds being used, 71.9% of their ICU beds being used. So they still do have a little wiggle room. So we're noticing California is not being as overwhelmed. Let's look at Florida. Florida, as we know, has been definitely dealing with severe spikes. One, a bunch of New Yorkers, fled. Two, it's a big destination area. And three, they have an older population. Older populations, this doesn't always have to be about COVID, per se, which we're going to talk about in a second. So in Florida, Bay County, 112% ICU capacity. Now, it says 107.9 beds of 96 used. Somebody's like, wait a second, are they putting two people in a bed? What that probably means is there was a surge in admissions. When beds emptied, the admissions, and on the 7-day average, it looked like more beds were used on that 7-day average, bumping that number above that 100% mark to the 112. That also means that maybe surge rooms were used. When an ICU gets filled up, what they might do is turn other rooms into ICU rooms. Bring in the ventilator, bring in the staff, have other patients out of that room, so they might have turned into an ICU bed. Clay County, 113% when it comes to the ICU. So ICU max, Collier County, Columbia County, DeSoto County, Duval County, Escambia County, max. So Florida, if you look at their numbers, Orange County, Okeechobee County, pretty overwhelmed in terms of ICU beds. Now, when you look at New York doing okay. Now, mind you, a lot of people left New York. Not a lot of people able to go out, do what they're doing. So when you look at New York's hospital numbers, and I'm pulling that up because you have to click on each one, I think New York City, their hospital capacity is still kind of nice and open. I'm looking at New York City. It comprises Queens County, but the main county is New York County. New York County, they're at about 80% capacity. So they still have a couple thousand beds if they need. By the way, when you look at the numbers, that's kind of in the yellow range where they're getting close. Green range is when they're in the 60s and below. Blue range is when they're in the 30s. But in terms of New York is kind of holding their own. So I live in Nevada. In Nevada, not much change since I've done the news interview with News 13, but with Nevada, one of the hospitals, the hospitals are, it looks like some of the data is changing, so that's good. In Carson City has Reno, Nevada, Lake Tahoe, Carson City, that county, 90.7% of the ICU beds being used. Clark County, 86.4%. So and then when I break that down, you could click on your particular county if you need to. It shows that like Sunrise Hospital, 100% maxed with their ICU. North Vista, 97% maxed. Valley Hospital, 97% maxed. So you are able to use this to be able to identify your county, how how your hospital is doing. And the reason why I bring this up and I'm spending so much time on it is my issue, whether it's COVID, whether it's not COVID, is I don't like how we are underprepared for anything. And I also don't like how people are being turned away. And there's suggestions that people are going to have to be transferred to hospitals out of state or in another area. When you are, let's say, 70 years old, you've lived in that town for decades. You've paid your taxes. You've been a good citizen. You worked. You supported the community. You did volunteer work. You helped people. You prayed with them. You served in the military, what have you. And now a hospital bed doesn't have your name on it. Why? Well, because the hospitals are overwhelmed. Now, why are the hospitals overwhelmed? Is it COVID? COVID is a part of it. It's the unvaccinated. It's the pandemic of the unvaccinated. No, there's vaccinated people in the hospital, too. But we also have an unhealthy population. We have people who are overdosing. We have people with heart disease. We have people with COPD. We don't have a lot of staff. I can't tell you how I worked in hospitals and I was told that we had no more beds. We can't admit anybody. We have no more beds. Yet I was just upstairs and there was a whole ward empty. Well, again, if you don't have nurses, if you don't have staff, you technically don't have, quote unquote, a bed. So we're not talking about physical furniture beds. We're talking about the ability to take care of a patient. So when you hear there's no more beds, they're running out of beds, or they're at bed capacity, that could also be another way of saying we don't have enough nurses. So we really have a problem where here we are, not even at the peak of a pandemic, and it's COVID. We're not even talking Ebola. We're not talking flu. We're talking about COVID that still has, even though it has killed, you know, hundreds of thousands in our country, it still doesn't have that high a death rate compared to other things out there. And we have refugees coming by the tens of thousands that may have tuberculosis and, you know, infectious disease that we spoke about. That, and they might not be vaccinated for, and they might not have, you know, had good medical care because of conditions in Afghanistan. We don't have enough hospitals for our population. We don't have enough nurses and staff. We don't pay our staff well. We don't treat our nurses kindly. We don't, as a population, take care of ourselves. We, as a population, are very unhealthy. We're overweight. We smoke. We, you know, we don't exercise. We sit on a computer. This is the crisis we have, not just COVID. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite, and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.